Predators 2-0 in Game 6 in Nashville. Penguins captain Sidney Crosby came away with the Conn Smythe Trophy for the second straight year after finishing second with 27 points. More from townhall.com.
A true tribute band comprised of the best musicians and performers specializing in a complete Eagles concert production. Join us Friday, June 16th at 7:30 p.m. as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Life in the Fast Lane. The songs of the Eagles live in the event center. This group's spot-on tribute will have you believing you're hearing the Eagles. They left the images of the songs they perform no frills. Speak for themselves. This is good, simple music. So take it easy as you drive down Life in the Fast Lane. Pass the witchy woman looking into her lying eyes. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WindRiver.com. Tickets $12.50 each or a table of 10, $100. Don't miss the chance to see Life in the Fast Lane. The songs of the Eagles. The ultimate Eagles tribute band experience turns Wind River Resort and Casino into Hotel California. Friday, June 16th. For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better. Concerts are better at the River.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. If you'd like to join us this morning, jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call, 605-4567. It's Monday in Reading, first day of the week, and it's not Carl and Linda. This is Trish Clark this morning. Carl and Linda are on a much-deserved vacation, and so I'm going to be hosting most of the week, and got some great guests lined up, and so you're all going to be confused for 4 days in a row because it's just not Thursday, but it's Monday, and we're looking forward to a great show here this morning. I've got City Manager Jeff Keyser here with me this morning.
Good morning.
City of Anderson. Good morning, Jeff. It's 50 degrees in downtown Reading, going to be 75 today, low of 54 tonight, partly cloudy. Doesn't look like any rain in store. On Tuesday, we're looking for a high of 85. Tuesday night, 57, mostly clear. Ooh, by Wednesday, 91, a low of about 50, 62, 92 on Thursday. Ooh, on Friday, a high near 99, and here it comes. By the weekend, we're looking at 100 degrees again. So who was ready for all that weather? My goodness, we've just freezing to death. Yesterday, interestingly enough, I was up in McLeod early in the morning, and it was freezing cold. It was raining, and we were just knocking our arms together up there. By the time I got home later in the afternoon and unloaded the car in Anderson, the sun was shining on me. I was stripping clothes like crazy. I thought, this body cannot acclimate to that degree of temperature change
in
such
a short
time.
It is a wild June, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh. I thought, where do I live? Weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated. They get veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Good morning, Bob.
Well, good morning. If I can find my microphone here. Good morning, Trish. How are you?
I'm well. And as always, we've got Bob Blangi at the board in here, and without him, this show doesn't happen for me, so welcome aboard, Bob.
And welcome to our Anderson city manager. Good to hear things from the other end of the county.
Yes. Absolutely. The other city in Shasta County, for a long time, it was just the two of us, Reading and Anderson. And when I first got involved, they used to say the city and the county, the city and the county. And I would always kind of query, so which city are you talking about? We refer to San Francisco as the city. And if you're talking about cities in Shasta County, there happens to be two of them. And so then it got to be the city and the county and, oh yeah, Anderson. And then there was, of course, the city of Shasta Lake. So now we have three cities in Shasta County. which is unusual. I don't think a lot of people understand that the other towns, a ton of towns, that they're not incorporated.
Absolutely.
It's only the three incorporated cities. So, Jeff, I always like to talk about Anderson because that's where I live and part of the area where I represented when I was on the Board of Supervisors. And there's lots going on in the city of Anderson.
Absolutely. And we appreciate all you do for Anderson, Trish, and letting people know that there is a city to the south, and we have a lot going on, and kind of an exciting time in Anderson, too.
So tell us, just remind people who Jeff Keyser is.
So I am the city manager in Anderson. I've worked for Anderson since 2009, where I came as the public works director, did a little stint at assistant city manager, and then been quite a few years now as city manager. So time flies on, and worked for Caltrans, early in my career, and then actually worked for a local engineering firm here in Reading prior to going to the city of Anderson. So a lot of history here. Worked in places in Shasta County, like Old Station for Caltrans and some of that. So,
you know, and that's kind of a good thing for I think for the city, because you have a good perspective about private business and government. You're not just a bureaucrat that's been in city government or government your entire career.
Now, you'd actually see that I probably lean more towards the private sector than I do the government side. I really respect the private side. I loved working there. And I think that's really what makes this country go around.
Well, and I think that's what makes a lot of good things happen in the city of Anderson, because I like to brag that we have a how can we make you successful attitude in the city
Absolutely.
Of Anderson, as opposed to how can we make your life difficult and apply every rule to you that we can think of.
Well, and Trish, on a real basic sense, if you took away all local government, the state does enough to prevent you from trying to start business in this world here. You don't need local help to prevent that. We should be helping you achieve your goals and start your business and help the private sector move forward, because that really is what makes our communities move forward.
Absolutely. I know that we have, certainly in Anderson, we have the same issues that they have in any small town or town in California or the United States. We have crime, we have car theft, we have all those things. Part of the way that we solve that problem is to help put some of those people who have all that time on their hands to cause destruction and help them find a job. We do that by building up the economy in
Absolutely.
The South County.
Absolutely. And, you know, the government's not here to provide jobs for everybody. The private sector is. And there's a big... There's a circular benefit from what the private sector and business does, and it's just so critical to a successful and strong economy.
I think that's absolutely true. So what great things are on the horizon in the city of Anderson?
Well, I think some of the big announcements, if you're a Facebook person this weekend, you see Todd Franklin came forward with his food truck project in Reading. It's got some hang-ups, not city-related, but just in the ABC licensing that he's got to get through. But in the meantime, he's going to be at Anderson River Park with them. And we've actually been talking to Todd for a few months about, not interfering with the Reading one, but doing an additional one at Anderson River Park, because South County does have such a big population and a big population in Anderson River Park. And so Todd's agreed to come do that for a while, probably starting mid-July. And it'll be Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sundays in Anderson River Park. You'll be able to come out and experience all kinds of food trucks and just one more great thing you can do in Anderson River Park on the river.
That's exciting.
It's very exciting.
It just opens up a whole possibility. I think I'm going to have a conversation with Mr. Franklin in the near future, possibly about an issue I have done at the Frontier Senior Center. Boy, the mind is reeling here.
I think what's so important about this is something that's done in other areas. Sparks, in Nevada has a huge food truck movement. Wasn't too many years ago there were like 30 food trucks in the whole Bay Area for the whole Sparks program. Now there's like 200 food trucks wanting in on that. It's a big movement, and it's about time Shasta County kind of comes along with the rest and provides these opportunities for our citizens and people coming through Shasta County.
You know, and I know that sometimes people start thinking about competition. Well, we don't want people in there, i.e. if they bring these food trucks in there, that's going to somehow impact our fast food
those kind of things, Trish.
You get people coming in. I remember when we first put McDonald's and Burger King in, and everybody thought, oh, that'll just put Bartels off the map. And Bartels, right. interesting, were the ones that said, no, not so much. We like it. You're going to get a whole bunch more people off of the freeway with Burger King than McDonald's than we ever got off. And when they hit, now they have one more option. That's going to bring people, get them familiar with Anderson, and then they'll buy the hamburgers at Bartels.
Well, and everybody said Camping Worlds would do in B&B RV. It's actually just the opposite. It's the whole car dealership type philosophy. It actually brings more both benefits. So,
absolutely.
And in this case, it's not just the other benefits. I think it's the benefits to Anderson and its residents for more choices.
Absolutely.
And more people seeing Anderson River Park.
Yeah, so we're gonna take a break here.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
Now, you were off on this thing over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
Were you happy to get home to your sleep number bed?
I absolutely was. Because you just don't sleep the same anywhere as you do on your sleep number bed. I slipped into my bed last night at my setting. I've got it down to 45 now.
And so 45 is your sleep number.
Oh, my sleep number is 45 now.
Okay. Well, our friends at Sleep Number have introduced the most amazing bed ever, the Sleep Number 360. Now, when I was at Consumer Electronics Show, I saw this because this is a show that celebrates innovation and the latest and greatest in technology. And who'd have thought a bed company would be showing up at, because...
big electronics.
A show that we associate with electronics. But the Sleep Number 360 lets you choose your ideal firmness and support and has responsive air technology. Now, during the night, the bed senses your movements, automatically adjusts to you so you stay sleeping comfortably throughout the night. And if I know you, Trish, you get cold feet. Don't you?
I do.
I don't know a woman around who doesn't get cold feet at night. Well, they've got that covered as well. The Sleep Number 360 can pre-warm the side of the bed for each of you because it has dual air technology and dual heating technology. It will keep your tootsies warm and then cool them off once you have fallen asleep. All of this at Sleep Number in the Target Shopping Center. It's time you meet the bed that could only come from Sleep Number, and that is the only place that you will find it, Sleep Number. And with that, we head into the break.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Light Church in Bella Vista. Life happens, and then it's over. We often spend our whole life attempting to find purpose and pleasure in this life, and yet neglect the life that follows. There are those who believe nothing comes next, and they live their life accordingly. I have no doubt there is life after this one, and it's too amazing for words. You're invited to join us as we learn how to enjoy this life to the fullest, while at the same time preparing for the next. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
And so, welcome.
Well, okay, let me get us back in here real quick.
Right,
720 KCNR 1460. Trish Clark, your host this morning. And normally on Thursdays, Trish is joined by Sharon Clark. First Thursday of the month. But Sharon, of course, is off on her adventures. But when she's not doing all of the above, she is CEO of Home Helpers in Home Healthcare Services. An extended family when family can't be there. Locally owned, trusted provider of quality, compassionate in-home care, customizing home care solutions to your unique situation for an affordable solution that keeps your loved one where they are happiest at home, Home Helpers.
Welcome back. So we'll get all these other things in, and we'll get this all down to a fine science before the end of the week. So, Jeff, I'm excited about this food court thing. So we're talking on the Thursday through Sunday.
Correct. And Todd Franklin has multiple food trucks they'll bring, and it'll be unique things like a pork chop food truck and various things like that. So look for further details to come. We'll let Todd reveal all those things and continue to work with him to make sure we can find an area for him and a suitable situation that's great for our community and people of Shasta County to not only come enjoy Anderson River Park, Sacramento River, and some great food at the same time.
Because, you know, one of the jewels in the South County certainly is the Anderson River Park.
Absolutely. And if you haven't been down there, it is beautiful right now. This weather may be odd, but the park is loving it.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Everything, because we are the greenest part of the
absolutely.
The spur area. And right now, as I drove back in after all that wonderful rain, I have a rain gauge in my backyard, and I actually had almost 3 inches of rain out of that storm.
Isn't that amazing?
That's just incredible.
But I think some things about the park, you know, we kicked off the 36th annual Mosquito Serenade last Wednesday night, and had a huge crowd. The park looked fabulous, and it's hard to believe not that many months ago we had 54 inches of water on the stage.
Yeah.
it just, what a few months makes, and how the park loves that environment, and it just looks beautiful down there. And in addition to that, City Council last week also approved funding for a new restroom at the amphitheater. So one of the original bathrooms is going to go away, and we're going to have a nice new modern facility down there. Just more enhancement to our Anderson River Park.
Well, let's talk just a little bit about the Mosquito Serenade starting last Wednesday night.
Wednesday.
And the Mosquito Serenade goes on now through?
Towards the middle to end of August. We're closed next week so people can enjoy the fair. And then week 4th of July, we're dark also. We have a July 3rd at Anderson, at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, where we do a concert there. And we're going to this year enjoy Amy Clausen. She's an Oregon country artist. And we'll also have Pam Tillis with her. So great concert in City of Anderson, Mosquito Serenade, Anderson Explodes, all free for the public to come enjoy.
And again, that's on July 3rd.
Absolutely. And look for an enhanced fireworks show this year, too. I think Anderson Explodes and our community group doing that has got some great things in store, bigger, better fireworks than we've ever seen down there.
Absolutely. And you mentioned the fairs coming up in Anderson next week.
Next week, yeah. Lots going on.
The temperature's certainly going to play with that. It's going to be summer again by the end of the week. So
I think the fair's happy about that, though. If you remember last year, we had this kind of weather,
yeah.
And that's a little hard on the fair and its attendants. So I think they're looking forward to some good weather.
Happened a week early.
Right, so we can all enjoy the great things going on at the Shasta District Fair.
We've had a lot of activity out in the area around where Walmart is.
We have.
New businesses that have come in there, and so tell us about that.
Well, let's start over at the outlets. Rick and Gary have kind of rebranded that. It's now Shasta Gateway, so kind of more of a discount retail center. You're not going to hear it called the outlets anymore. In fact, if you look along the I-5 corridor, you'll even see some of the new billboards are up.
Oh, good.
And so it's got the new name on there, but Right now, if you go by there, you'll see a little bit of construction going on, and that's the grocery outlet. Dan and Ashley are going to be the owners of that. They're a young couple, great young family. They've been over in Cloverdale opening the grocery outlet to learn a little bit, and they'll be focused here in Anderson pretty quick, and we're very excited to have them come to town. They're a lot of energy, going to be a great little addition to that center. So
exactly, and so I'm thinking with all that new life, if you're going to get a lot of people in for the grocery outlet, you've still got Mary's Pizza, you've got the theater, which is a big draw down
Valley
there.
11 Cinemas, yeah.
Absolutely. So hopefully some of those other vacant spaces will start to fill up now again.
Well, we've had a lot of conversation with Rick and Gary, and they kind of have a plan here. I think you'll see grocery outlet as phase one. They actually had to move people around a little bit, and they've consumed quite a few of the vacant ones. And once this is complete, I think they'll move on, and they have some other announcements coming. So I think they actually have a plan. They're pretty well organized, and we're happy to see that. And then, Trish, in that same area, you know, if you kind of go back up the hill behind Walmart, there is a housing boom going on that nobody can see from the highway, but it's fantastic. Two wonderful subdivisions
going. I drove up there the other day, and my goodness, there's a lot of new houses up there.
The difference 6 months makes.
Oh, wow. Incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. So we have two subdivisions there. We have the Old Vineyards or Skyview on the top of the hill. More homes under construction there than my whole time here at the city, but really since it started.
And they're nice homes.
They're beautiful homes. Probably some of the best views in Shasta County, but also the quality of construction, quality home you can buy up there is just wonderful. Down at the base of the hill is the Pleasant Hill subdivision that Buzz Loring actually started years ago. And now we have Brian Walker and Ridgeline Development there. Brian's building a beautiful house, too. And so it's just great to see for the city of Anderson. Lots of homes under construction, single-family homes. And Homewood's almost built out behind Camping World, so we needed these to get going.
Absolutely, and I'm excited about that. You mentioned Camping World and B&B RV. Boy, what great additions to the community. And B&B has been really involved with the city of Anderson and the canine program.
Yeah, Wayne Barnes and B&B, fantastic partner. Wayne is also, if you have noticed, he's expanded 5 acres. He took up 5 more acres of what used to be Dan Gamble. And I think, you know, right there in those 15 acres or so that they have, we probably sell more RVs there than anywhere else in Shasta County combined.
I think, yeah. Yeah, oh, I think there's no question about that and what a boon that was. You know, Camper World originally was scheduled to be down on the Knighton Road intersection.
Right.
And, in fact, I worked on that as a county supervisor and was anxious to get that into Shasta County. Was delighted when it decided to locate and give those tax dollars to the city of Anderson.
Us, too. And I think, you know, as people have talked about unfunded liabilities and various things happening and revenue, this has been a big addition to the city of Anderson. These are things we didn't have during the recession and coming out of the recession. This is all new revenue to the city that we've never seen before, and it's a good revenue stream for us and helps diversify our revenue.
And as you indicated, all things available. I mean, you've got the two locations where you can get all your service done there. You can buy vehicles. But more importantly, we have quite a traveling population. There are a ton of RVs that go through Shasta County on a daily basis.
Absolutely.
And they need things.
Absolutely.
As we travel in our RVs, you always got something that isn't working just right, or you need a special product or what have you. So you kind of look out for those big RV things, and they both have great freeway access. And you can see them from the freeways you come through and get back to them very easily.
And like you said, Wayne Barnes has really stepped forward, and he's been a great community partner. He's not only sponsored Mosquito Serenade at a great level, but you know, most recently he did a big canine fundraiser for us. And you know, we can't survive without the partnerships like that. And just fantastic, and it's great to see such great community involvement.
Yeah, I thought we've got Chief Mike Johnson that's supposed to be joining us here sometime this morning, our Anderson Fire Police Chief.
Police chief.
Police chief. What did I say? Fire. Anderson police chief. And we're going to talk to him about that great canine program and all
Absolutely.
Those things he's got going there. So, something else flew through my mind as we were talking about the RV spot. We also have a couple of really nice RV spots down in the South County. They're actually in the unincorporated area. But it all blends to bring all that population in there and bring them then into our restaurants and everything else that's going on down
there. Well, I think anything we can do to get people to experience Anderson and the Anderson area helps make you understand that, hey, this could be somewhere where I'd like to live, where I'd like my family to be, where I'd like to work and spend my life. And, you know, that all ties together with Anderson River Park and all those experiences along the Sacramento River. It really is. is one of the greatest spots in Northern California.
Well, and I like to remind people that sometimes it's like, oh, well, gosh, I don't want to go all the way to Anderson. I have a couple of things I say to that. You know, interestingly enough, it's the same distance from Anderson to Redding as it is from Redding to Anderson.
Exactly.
And we all come to Redding to do a lot of things, and we're starting to – we want people to know that there's a few things down in the South County that are more accessible and easier to get to and less traffic and perhaps a little better quality in the city of Anderson that you can actually get in the major city in Redding. So there seems to be exchange going on up and down that freeway.
Absolutely.
We're going to take another break, and we'll be back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Advance tickets are on sale now for the Shasta District Fair, June 21st through the 24th.
It's a blue jean kind of night with three nights of country entertainment.
Singer-songwriter Jackson Mickelson, a tribute to country music legend George Strait, and Love and Theft with their new release, Candyland.
Purchase your advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance tickets and ride all-day carnival wristbands.
Go online to ShastaDistrictFairAndEventCenter.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 20th.
Fair opens noon, June 21st.
Summer's On Us sales event continues at Redding Kia, and the deals are so good.
Today, get 0% financing for 66 months and make no payments for 5 months on all new 2017 Kia Sorentos, Optimas, Souls, and Fortes.
And Kia Motors will make your first two payments.
That's right. Summer's On Us continues at Redding Kia, where every vehicle sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and America's best warranty.
If you're in the market for a new car anytime within the next 5 months, come visit Redding Kia today.
0% financing for 66 months, no payments for 5 months, and Kia Motors makes your first two payments.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, have a great summer.
On approval of credit plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for Summers on Us offer. 0% for 66 months is $15.16 per $1,000 financed.
Sale ends July 10th. Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Redding. Facebook, YouTube.
RedingKia.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
And coming back at 7:32 for Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his team of professional NRA instructors provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California. For a limited time, NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents to take a basic CCW course. Register online at readingccw.com or you can call NFI at 999-1822.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio. If you'd like to join us or you have a question to anything about the South County, City of Anderson, give us a call at 605-4567 or jump into our chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome to all of you in there. I don't watch that while I'm on the air, but Bob will tell me if there's an important question that comes out of there. I can't walk and chew gum at the same time, so I got to pay attention to what I'm doing here. My guest this morning is City Manager Jeff Keither from the City of Anderson, and we've been talking about a lot of wonderful things happening down in Anderson. We have, you know, the Veterans Museum that's going to be opening up down there.
Down on Ronda Road, just a little past Walmart, and that'll be a great addition to the South County, too. And so we're looking forward to Rob Burrows getting that up and going. I know he's been working hard on that for a lot of years.
And if you'd like to find out more about that, you can drop by down there in the old Bank of America building across the street from New Tech High School, just around the corner from the Frontier Senior Center. Right on the corner of North and East is the old Bank of America building, which now houses the Veterans Museum.
Absolutely.
So Rob's around there most of the time. You see a car there, you can hop in and have him tell you about all the wonderful things that are happening there. And entering the studio now is Chief Mike Johnson from the City of Anderson.
Good morning.
Good morning, Chief. We were just talking a little bit earlier about the really successful fundraiser that we had down at the B&B RV a while back for the canine program.
Yeah, what a great event it was. We did a lot of good in raising money for the dogs and just a great community event. And when I say community, not just Anderson, a lot of folks from Reading and the rural areas showed up. It was well attended. We had pretty good weather except for some high winds. But
yeah, I was doing the paper plates and napkins, and I'm telling you, that was a challenge to get them from my position to their position so they could use them while they were eating.
Yeah, for sure. They just this week, a couple of the raffle winners for the ride-alongs with the dogs took place. So those folks that won those got to go out and spend a few hours with the dog and the handler on patrolling the street. So we've pretty much wrapped it up.
Oh, fun, yeah. So tell us a little about the canine program and how many animals we have and who they're with and what have you.
So we have a total of three dogs. We have a German Shepherd, a German Shepherd Malinois mix, and then a Malinois. So we've pretty much run the gamut on that. Officer Tyler Finch, Officer Mike Halligan, and Sergeant Eric Haynes are the handlers of those dogs. Three dogs for a department our size is pretty good. And
outstanding.
Yeah, I've got to thank my city manager here a little bit for that because he didn't balk at getting those resources for us and allowing us to expand that program a little bit. But they've done great. You know, we have a narcotics dog. A couple of them are cross-trained for narcotics and protection. The third one's going to go to that school later this month to get up to date with that as well. And they've just been invaluable resources for the community.
They said extra officer for and so much for officer safety, if nothing, along with everything else they do.
Yeah, exactly. It's like having another officer in the car for a fraction of the price, if you will.
Exactly. Absolutely. That release program, a lot of people have not seen, but you give great demonstrations when we do these things and how quickly things can go bad so quick when you get out to make that stop and the ability to let that dog out of that car just that quickly without moving from the spot that's got to take him by surprise when he shows up.
It does. And, you know, Trish, one of the biggest benefits to having those canine officers and canines patrolling the street is it changes behaviors immediately. When you roll up to two or three bad guys in the middle of the night and you've got a dog in your car and that dog is slobbering, drooling, and putting his teeth against the window, it changes behaviors of people. And a lot of times we have potentially confrontations that could be violent with people that turn into quick compliance just because that dog's on scene.
Yeah, perfect. So tell us, we move forward always to talk a little bit about the half cent sales tax that we passed, 2 years ago now?
I think three probably now.
Yeah, it's
wow, that long
three,
that
yeah.
long back. And that was such a success story because they put it on the ballot and the citizens had enough confidence in the management and the city council that in fact we were going to do what we said we were going to do and use that money as intended. They passed that half cent sales tax and it's made a huge difference.
Yeah, I mean, if we go back in time, it was said it couldn't be done. We were fortunate enough to have the voters trust us, and then it's hugely critical to us in the city of Anderson that we do what we said we would do with the money. And I think if you look back in time, we have done just that. Public safety was a huge issue with our voters. And so we went from somewhere around 14 officers, and we'll be at 22. Town of 10,000 with 22 sworn officers, plus the three dogs. That's a phenomenal number, but public safety is a huge issue in our region. We're doing what we said we would do. Above that, we said we would do some stuff with code enforcement. We've hired there. We said we would do some stuff in the parks. We've hired there. And now you see us going back and rehabbing the facilities at the park and doing the things, again, we said we would do with that money. But most importantly, we've enhanced our public safety. And that's huge in today's day and age when we have a governor in Sacramento doing things to take public safety the other way.
Exactly. And what we I don't want to say we don't have issues. Certainly we have stolen cars and
we
have the homeless population and what have you. The only difference is that I think we're paying closer attention to it and able to solve some of those problems. I had an incident the other day at the Frontier Senior Center where I went down to drop off some stuff for the breakfast the next day. And I came around the back of the facility and almost ran over somebody and texted my friendly police chief and said, you know, I've got a body laying in the back of my facility down there. And they were right on it.
Yeah. And we're lucky, again, echoing what the city manager said, Trish, we're fortunate to have the resources and the ability to respond like that because that's really what keeps a lot of the riffraff out. And they pay attention. They know that we're proactive in doing stuff and helps keep our city clean. So we're very fortunate that
way. I actually think that's a really good discussion, Trish. It's policing is also an attitude in our city, and our attitude along with other things is customer service. When you call Shascom for a police need, we will respond. Now, if you want to do the online reporting, we have that too. But if you need to talk to an officer, you will talk to an officer. And I think that's critically important. Our community wanted that, so it's important we provide that. And I'm very proud at Chief of what he's done with that. Also, we're very proactive. You've seen our problem-oriented policing, which he can talk more about. You know, we have a huge neighborhood watch program. I think we're doing things that our community wants and that are needed in today's world to provide that right community for people to live in, work in, and play in.
And certainly, you know, with a population of what, about 11?
A little over 10,000.
A little over 10,000. Yeah. We have advantages that larger communities don't have. We can still have that one-on-one touch for
absolutely
that makes a big difference in our community. But it's still large enough that we have some issues. I know that we have a lot of stolen cars.
We recover a lot of stolen cars.
We do discover. Yeah.
Vehicle theft's a big issue up here, anyways. That's been going on for quite some time, but. Whenever you have I-5, you know, a major artery in any state going through your town or your city, you're going to get the problems that come with that. And stolen vehicles are a perfect example of what type of crime comes with a major thoroughfare like that because they're transient up and down the freeway and they steal a car from go to one city, dump it, and burglarize, do their things, and steal another one to leave.
I think so, and for whatever reason, a lot of them like to go to Walmart.
Yes, that becomes a hub for that for whatever reason.
Yeah, I have to laugh because I get the alerts on my phone, and I think, gee, aren't they aware of what good patrol we have at the Anderson Walmart? That's not a good place to take a stolen car.
If you remember, there was a one where they pulled up right next to the officer sitting in the patrol car and in a stolen car and got out and went to go into Walmart. I mean, it's just unbelievable what goes through their minds or doesn't.
Yeah, I think doesn't is probably the issue. So anyway, that half-cent sales tax was a big success, and I think, unfortunately, when the city of Reading tried it, I don't know, but I think maybe the voters just didn't have quite the same trust that they would do what they had to. The issue with the half-cent sales tax is in order to get a targeted sales tax to go directly towards the law enforcement, then you have to do a two-thirds vote.
Right.
If you pass it just with a majority vote, which is what we did in the city of Anderson, it simply was
It's just a general sales tax.
And the city council, the management down there can do anything they want to with that sales tax and use it in any way they want. We had the advisory message to go along with it. The citizens spoke as to what they had, and the city and city council have been very responsive.
And I think that's the thing. I don't think we see it as we can do anything we want with it. We have to do what our community wanted us to do with it, and that's keeping that trust and doing what we're hired or elected to do, and that's critically important to us. You'll hear us talk about that at budget meetings. You'll hear us talk about that at all kinds of things at the council meeting, that this is part of that funding. You'll even see it in some of the police press releases that, you know, this operation partly funded by the Measure A dollars.
Yeah.
You know, what's funny about that is the that advisory part of that vote, which directed the monies to certain areas and the majority to the police department, luckily for us. I always kid whenever we get in those staff meetings, I try to remind the city manager, wasn't that 90% to the police department?
And the other staff members say, isn't it 90% going to the police department?
Yeah, at least.
But that's a huge element of a community is public safety. And you'll hear me talk a lot about core values of government and what core things we were, you know, put in place to do. And really, public safety, that's number one.
It absolutely is. And just a short note, for a lot of people, when they think public safety, they think police and fire. And I know I've certainly had the conversation, as I'm sure you have, is that there is an expectation that that somehow helped the Anderson Fire Protection Department as well. And I always want to let people know that that's not accurate, because the Anderson Fire Protection District is a separate part. It's a standalone special district and doesn't get any benefit from the half-cent sales tax.
Right.
Having said that, we were able to make an agreement between the fire department and the city of Anderson that the sales tax from the newly annexed area, in fact, will benefit the city, the police department. So I'm looking for a lot of growth in that area, because the fire department needs some help in the city of Anderson, too.
Well, and I think it's important to remember it is its own fire district, but it also serves a bigger area than just the city of Anderson, so they have their unique challenges. But every positive thing we do in the city that helps enhance property tax and sales tax does have a secondary benefit, hopefully, to the fire department.
And, well, and we're hopeful that they recognize that, and because we'll be coming from the fire district side of that, and I have Chief Lowe that's going to be with me, I think, tomorrow morning to talk somewhat about that, because we do have some issues with our the fire department there in Anderson. The chief that we had for about 2.5 years, Chief Weigel, made some incredible advances in what we were doing, our equipment, how the department is run. And so he's no longer with us, but we've got a really good chief who's going to carry forward with all those plans, and we'll be talking about that tomorrow morning. We're going to take a break right now and help pay some bills.
Well, at 7:46, just want to give let my friends over there at Wellgate Health Club, Wellgate Sports Club, know that I'm coming back. I hurt my back a couple of weeks ago, strained a muscle, so I took it easy, but I've been missing my friends are at Wellgate and been missing the exercise there. And my wife, Brenda, of course, is involved in the Aqua Personal Training Program. She loves it. She's been missing out on it because of her schedule, and she's itching to get back. So it's all over there at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Kelling is a professional certified water coach. She offers small group training or one-on-one. That will give you increased range of motion, flexibility, and reduce the inflammation. And in that saltwater pool, it's the only one in Northern California, you get really good benefits. That's Wellgate Sports Club on court at Eureka Way, 768-1205, Wellgate Sports Club.
After we inspected the vehicle with a driving problem, I called the insurance company. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The insurance adjuster seemed skeptical because the vehicle had recently been repaired, so I invited him to inspect it. The first area was only 1/8 inch off, as was the second. He said, "I don't see a problem. Each area is within tolerance." "Tolerance is accumulative," I said. "This car is 1/4 inch short on one side, and that will amplify over the length of the car. When measured the full length, the wheels will not align. Accumulative damage is often not understood." He said he would check with the shop to do the repair. He called later and said, "They are frustrated, because no matter how perfect they make it, Coachmaster can always make it better." I replied, "If we can make it better, it was not perfect." Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Astronaut Bob the Drop here. There's been a lot of talk about water found on Mars. Why would you go all the way to Mars for water when we have the best tasting water at Mount Shasta? It comes from our protected springs and is delivered right to your door.
Great landing, Bob.
Hey, where are you going with that? Those Martians are stealing my water. Guess we have some new customers. And anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Mark, I can't wait for this month's second Tuesday dinner at Peter Chu's Sky Room. It's a great Chinese restaurant, and I am obsessed with their cashew chicken.
I know what you mean. I love the variety of options, so I always order something new. Peter Chu's offers many different options, including Mandarin, Szechuan, and Hunan cuisine. Please join us on Tuesday, June 13th from 5 to 9 p.m. at Peter Chu's on Airport Drive as they graciously donate a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane to help care for the animals and work toward placing them in forever homes.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
And KCNR at 10 minutes now in front of 8 o'clock. Hey, want to tell you real quick about Crackmaster. Boy, do they know the ins and outs of proper windshield repair. Jeff's been repairing windshields for years and is Bureau of Automotive Repair approved. Jeff is truly from the old school. Every repair he regards as a sign of quality craftsmanship. Now, this isn't a guy who works on the side of the road under an oak tree and where there's a non-controlled environment. Jeff takes care of the crack. He can repair chips up to quarter size, cracks up to 24 inches long. Bring your vehicle by for a free inspection and analysis. Crackmaster is at 3208 South Market, 241-8373. That's Crackmaster.
And welcome back. This is Monday. It's not Thursday. This is Trish Clark, and I'm hosting this morning. I'm joined in the studio by, City Manager Jeff Keiser and Anderson Police Chief Mike Johnson. And we've been talking all things Anderson. We're going to go to the phones right now. We have a caller on the phone. Good morning, Steve.
Yeah, Trish, I have a question for you as far as the breakfast that, they have once a month down there at the senior hall.
Yes.
You know, I have a question for this, you know, the sausage. I love that sausage. I was just wondering if you can reveal where you get that. Is that wholesale or do you get it from
Cash and Carry?
I'm sorry?
Cash and Carry?
Cash and Carry?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay, because it's really, really good, you know, because I don't like it. I mean, it's my favorite.
Well, you're right. It is good sausage, and the gravy that goes with those biscuit and gravy and sausages is great as well. Want everybody to come down for that first breakfast.
You know, I didn't know where it came from.
Yeah, Cash and Carry is where I get it.
We are the font of all knowledge at KCNR.
Okay, absolutely. Thanks, Steve.
Well, I think that's a great topic, Trish. Those are things we have in Anderson. Who, you know, Town of 10,000, Senior Center, you know, monthly breakfast, all great things down there.
Absolutely. And we always want to remind everybody that the first Sunday of every month is the breakfast at the Frontier Senior Center, except July.
Except July.
Except July. So don't be coming down this next one. Anyway, I'm joined in the studio, like I said, with Chief Mike Johnson. Let's talk a little bit about the volunteer program, and then I want to talk about your new reserves.
Okay. So the volunteer program, hugely critical to the police department in the city of Anderson, in my opinion. The group of volunteers, we call it Volunteer Patrol, that comes in, probably 50%, maybe 80% of them work in the office and do clerical type of stuff, run errands, shred, file paperwork, enter data. And then a few of them actually get in the vehicles and they help patrol our city. Everything from checking business doors at night to make sure people have properly secured their business to patrolling in the neighborhoods and being an extra set of eyes and ears for us and reporting stuff for us. So, you know, but the bigger benefit from that program comes from these folks going to our special events and to our events throughout the community. And not, again, not just Anderson, but anywhere in the Shasta County, but primarily Anderson. And they are, what a great liaison for us, for the city. They're, you know, they're in uniform. They're in a gray uniform, gray and black uniform. They look sharp. They're, all my volunteers are seniors of sorts. So with that, they have the ability to have a little bit of respect right up off the bat. They know how to talk to folks, both young and older folks, and relate, and it really serves us well.
They mix with the Neighborhood Watch program. I had a hard time getting that out. And as that liaison, and we've got some good, I know in my neighborhood, JT's got a good Neighborhood Watch program going. That's real good to get, let the neighbors be notified about things that are happening in their neighborhood, things to watch out for, and then always encourage pick up that phone. Something's happening in your neighborhood that shouldn't be happening. You need to let the police department know. It may not be something that they can do something about right now, and maybe doesn't even warrant that. But it establishes a pattern and gives them things to watch out for.
Yeah, and they're good about going out and educating our public about those sorts of things, not just our citizens, but they go to the schools and try to interject that at a younger age to these kids and get them to know a sense of community and what they need to do as they go on. And, you know, we were speaking at the break, Trish, my absolute linchpin of that program, Dick Richards, has just retired at the end of May from the volunteer program. He's a volunteer for about 12 years, and he wants to get on with his life while he's still got his health and do some fishing and some boating and stuff, so we can't begrudge him by that at all. But Dick was great about keeping me apprised of what's going on. He'd come in my office and say, okay, we got this, this, and this, and this week. You're going to all those, right, Chief? And
yeah.
Sometimes I'd have my on my calendar, and sometimes I wouldn't. So I'm going to miss that little aspect of that. And we're always looking for more good volunteers. So if anybody's interested, I encourage them just to come down to the police department and get an application.
And when Chief talks about the volunteers, he's talking about they're putting in thousands of hours. It's not just a few hours. It's thousands of hours. And yeah. That's invaluable. It really is. And just such a great community spirit it generates.
Well, and so if you're out there and you've got a few hours to give each week or even just, you know, come good with clerical stuff, like to be involved in something, I always try to tell people you get so much more out of volunteering and being involved than you do. It's so rewarding to you to be involved in those things. Then you know what's going on in your community.
Yeah, Trish, and with that, just a little bit added to that pitch, I'm not strict on making them come in like X amount of hours per week or per month. They're volunteers. I get it. So I'm happy to have them give me time. We just ask for some sort of commitment over the year that, you know, maybe 1 month you can't go because you're going cross country, and maybe the next month you've got a lot of hours to give. And I'm very flexible with that. That's fine.
So we've got just a few minutes left. Tell us just a bit about the reserve program and the reserves we've got coming up.
Not the reserves, the officers you're talking about, the right. Recruitment program.
Recruitment program.
Yeah, recruitment. So we've been very successful with a recruitment program where we have put out, we're not sponsoring people through an academy, but we are paying them a stipend and helping support them through the academy. Once they get through the academy, they graduate, they get sworn in that day, they immediately become a City of Anderson police officer employee. And we're just graduating two more. One last week graduated Friday of last week, and he did great. Was a lieutenant in his class, was number one academically, number two overall, number one defensive tactics, just a great success. So he comes to work for us today. It's his first day. And then we've got the other one. He's over in Humboldt at the Redwoods Academy. He graduates Thursday. So both of these are examples of success for us. We've instituted this program, what, about a year and a half ago, probably,
exactly.
Jeff? And we've had a couple that didn't make it, but overall we've had about five of them that we've got hired now through this program.
So, gosh, we're almost out of time here, and I've got a couple more three things that I want to talk about. We'll have to have you back at another time. Anytime I get the microphone, I like to bring my people from Anderson in because there's so much going on down there.
Yeah, we're very appreciative.
We want the rest of Shasta County to know that there are things happening. Not everybody lives in Redding, and there's things happening someplace else in the county, and I like everybody to know that. So I do want to say in the next hour, I'm going to be joined by Robert Bowman, director of the Step Up program, and Sergeant Nick Abernathy from the Shasta County Sheriff's Department, and we're going to be talking about that Step Up program, Shasta Technical Education Program, and so we're going to do that.
That's a great program, by the way.
Oh, good, and so many topics I just didn't get to, but thank you guys both for coming in and joining us this morning.
Gentlemen, always a pleasure to have you here in the case in our studios, hearing from, when I was very young, I lived down in that end of the county and love it down there.
Yeah, that's the golden part of the county.
Yeah, it is. We appreciate the opportunity and any time.
All right, great. So we will be back after these messages, and we've got another full hour. This is Trish Clark, and this is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio.
And the news brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's Better at the River.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Attorney General Jeff Sessions is preparing to face former Senate colleagues over his role in the controversy around the ties between the Trump campaign and Russia. Independent Senator Angus King of Maine, told CBS this morning he favors the idea of those hearings being open to the public.
My starting point is that the American people need to understand this whole issue, and the more of these sessions we can have in public, the better.
It's all part of an escalating investigation into charges that Russia tried to meddle in the 2016 election. Across Russia today, demonstrators turning out for protests against what they say is endemic corruption among their government officials. Protest gatherings in cities from Far East Pacific ports to St. Petersburg were spearheaded by an anti-corruption campaigner who's become the Kremlin's most visible opponent. Senators this week, meanwhile, debating imposing new sanctions against Russia. We get more on that from correspondent Linda Kenyon.
At issue is whether to add new penalties to the Iran sanctions bill currently on the Senate floor. The Iran bill has strong bipartisan support, but Democrats are threatening to block the bill if they don't get a deal on a Russia amendment. Republican Bob Corker, who heads the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, said last week he is confident a deal can be reached. The amendment would impose financial penalties on Russia for its interference in the 2016 presidential campaign, as well as for the ongoing conflicts in Ukraine and Syria. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Officials across much of the western part of the country fear that drownings could increase this year as rivers surge following record snowfall over the winter months. That snow is now melting rapidly as summer approaches in California, Nevada, Utah, and Wyoming. Rivers are flowing much higher than normal with freezing water. At least 14 drownings have already been reported in California and Utah since May at popular river recreation sites. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-885-4488. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our team help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-885-4488. 800-885-4488. 800-885-4488. Results may vary.
The U.S. has refused to sign a climate change pledge agreed to by other group of seven nations. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Six of the world's G7 countries signed a pledge that calls the Paris Climate Accord the irreversible, non-negotiable, and the only instrument possible to address climate change. But the United States did not participate in the signing. It said it was taking action on its own to reduce its carbon footprint. The decision follows President Trump's recent announcement to withdraw the U.S. from the Paris Agreement. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Used to be gas prices shot up this time of year. Not so in today's oil-rich climate. Analyst Roby Lundberg says, just look at the past few weeks.
We have practically a no change in the national average price of gasoline. Regular grade is at $2.40, less than half a cent down from what it was back on May 19, 3 weeks ago.
And Lundberg says if crude oil prices don't change direction, prices will go down farther. More from townhall.com. One of New York's 9/11 museums opens in a new home today. Here's correspondent Warren Levinson.
10 years after it opened in a temporary space adjacent to Ground Zero, the 9/11 Tribute Museum opens in larger quarters just down the street. Museum co-founder Lee Ielpe, a retired firefighter who lost his firefighter son at the World Trade Center, says the Tribute Center is like the nearby 9/11 Museum, but devoted to the personal stories of those who experienced the attacks.
So there'll always be somebody telling their first-hand story to people that want to hear what happened on that day.
The Tribute Center has seen 4 million visitors in its 10 years. The new facility will allow it to host 750,000 a year. Warren Levinson, New York.
It was supposed to be a rally against Sharia law, not Muslims. That didn't shield participants from angry counter-demonstrators. At gatherings just like it around the country, the group Oath Keepers says they have real concerns that Sharia law could be coming to the U.S. More from townhall.com.
Imagine winning a brand new Ranger bass fishing boat from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. The catch of a lifetime. Cast your line and reel in the winnings at Wind River Resort and Casino. Play hour, fish on, swipe to win for your chance to win a brand new Ranger boat. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn triple entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Win free slot play or prizes. Join us Thursdays at 8 p.m. 23 winners drawn for free slot play or fuel. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes. Imagine how much you and your family will enjoy reeling them in on the lakes and rivers in this fun-filled fishing boat. The more you play, the more chances you have to win. Final drawing is Thursday, June 29th. Grand prize, a brand new Ranger bass fishing boat. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino, the place to win. For details, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And welcome. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. It's not Thursday, and it's not Carl and Linda. It's Trish Clark this morning. Carl and Linda are off on a well-deserved vacation, and I'm going to be hosting most of this week. So look forward to having these conversations with all of you out there. Jump into the chat room at kcnr1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567. 50 degrees in downtown Reading, looking for 75 today and a low of 54. And then just progressively warmer the rest of the week. Tuesday, 85, a low of 57. Wednesday, up to 91 already, and a low in the mid-50s. On Thursday, 92, and Friday, we're going to look at 99. And by Saturday, we're looking at the century mark, 100 degrees, a low of about 70. Our break and break in our summer has disappeared, and we're looking for summer to return to Shasta County. Our weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's warm. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And we're going to go to the phones now and welcome Susan. Susan Eastman from Wells Fargo Advisors. She's going to give us the market minute.
Good morning, Trish. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are in the red this morning as technology stocks continue their downward trend. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is off 37 points at 21,233. The S&P 500 is off 5 points at 2425, and the NASDAQ Composite is down 44 points at 6,163. active stocks this morning. General Electric up 98 cents at $28.92 per share. Advanced Micro Devices off 22 cents, trading at $12.06. AT&T up 51 cents at $39.30. For local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares up $1.15 at $37.80 per share. Cornerstone Community Bank Corp. no change and price at $14.60. Bank of Commerce down a nickel at $11.20 per share. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced yield 2.21%. And over to commodities, gold is down $3.30 an ounce at $12.68. Silver off 21 cents at $17.02. And crude oil up 65 cents, trading at $46 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you so much, Susan. And now we're going to go right back to the phones, and we're going to talk to Terry. Good morning,
hey,
Terry.
Hey, Trish, how are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. Well,
what do you got for us very quickly?
Pardon me?
What have you got for us this morning?
Well, tonight at the 3276 Pacelli Lane at 5:30, we have a Jefferson meeting. And that will last from 5:30 to 6. If you're new and want to learn about Jefferson, you can come in. We have an orientation. We also have, for the folks who are working on the fundraisers and working on the different things for Jefferson, we meet in a different room at 5:30. That goes from 5:30 to 6. And then at 6 o'clock, Vince Stevenson and Dale Ball are going to come in and talk about the recall that they've got going with Christian Schrader and with Francie Sullivan.
In the city of Reading City Council.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
What a difference between the country of Anderson and the country of Reading.
There is some differences, yeah.
There's a huge amount of differences.
Yeah, I like living in the city of Anderson.
I'm with you. I do most of my shopping there.
I
have to go to Walmart, that's the one I go to.
All right. Thanks very much, Terry.
You betcha. Tonight, 6 o'clock, 3276 Pacelli Lane.
Thanks so much.
You bet.
Bye. All right, so now I am joined in the studio at this time by Robert Bowman from he's the director of the Step Up program, that's Shasta Technical Education Program, and also Shasta County Sheriff's Department, Nick Abernathy, Sergeant Nick Abernathy, and a couple of other people in the studio. I've got Jeff and Peter Graves. And all these new people and new names, and we're going to talk about the Step Up program. I'm going to go first to Robert Bowman. Welcome all of you. And Robert, tell us what the Step Up program is.
Good morning, Trish. Thank you for having us. The Step Up program is a partnership between the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, the Shasta County Department of Probation, the Good News Rescue Mission, and the California Heritage Youth Build Academy. And it provides assistance for students that have a history of incarceration or are currently on work release, or those sorts of things.
Okay, so kids that have been in some difficulty with the law as they're going along, and this is an effort to see if we can't get them headed in the right direction to live the rest of their life.
Absolutely. This is our fourth year. Our founder, Eva Jimenez, started this with Sheriff Posenko 4 years ago when we started off with just 10 students, and now we are at 50. We do operate right now under a grant through a program called Renewing Communities out of Stanford Law School that provides all of it. So as of now, there's no taxpayer-funded money that's going into it.
Perfect.
And so what we do is we take low-level offenders that are screened through the Sheriff's Department, our campus safety, probation, and we provide them with six different programs that they can choose from, heavy equipment, maintenance and operations, welding, fire technology, office and business administration, and automotive technology.
Perfect.
Yeah, and how the rationale behind picking those six programs were those were areas that are jobs are available in our community, as well as those are folks that are willing to work with some folks that have less than stellar backgrounds who've had some challenges in their past in decision making.
This is just great because I have long been a supporter of the fact that not every child is college material. Not every child is going to go to college. And we need people in these industries that you're talking about that can go through some kind of technical training, get a job, and make a living for their family as they grow up and provide a service we desperately need in the community as well.
Absolutely, Trish. I mean, one of the unique things about Step Up at this point is it's one of the few educational programs in the country that does alternative custody arrangements. So, for instance, the folks in Sergeant Abernathy's custody would come out and go to class instead of malingering in the jail. So I think, again, that's kind of a win-win for everybody around. It stops the cycle of recidivism. It stops the revolving door of folks coming in and out because they don't have a trade, they don't have a way to make a living, and you know they honestly don't have a lot of self-esteem and self-confidence. It builds all those things. It gives them a marketable skill and a legitimate way to make a living. So we're pretty pleased with how things are going right now. We just had five graduates, including our first transfer to CSU Chico. So we're pretty excited about that. And one of the young men that I is a recent graduate from our program with a perfect 4.0 is Jeff.
Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
So tell us what you think about the program.
I think it's amazing. I come from a background of drug addiction, of course. So I came in. I've tried to go back to school and try to get into school and try to do something different, but usually I'm intimidated. This last time was one of those times where I was intimidated by the whole college campus and just the new experience. So a friend of mine told me about Step Up, and I went and talked to Robert Bowman, and he assigned me some classes, which started off in summer, which got me oriented with the college. And
terrific.
Yeah.
And so what did you graduate with? What skill?
Heavy equipment operations and maintenance.
And do you have a job?
I just graduated. I am looking currently.
Okay. But do you give them leads, connections to places to look?
Absolutely. One of our heavy equipment instructors, John Livingston, has deep ties to industry. His dad was actually on the site selection committee for Shasta College. And so he has, like I said, deep ties in the industry. So he's able to refer a number of students who are looking for work. And, yes, we do provide assistance in that area after they
graduate. Fantastic. Because I want to kind of pick your brain a little. Obviously, you knew where you were going wasn't going to be productive in the future.
Yes.
And I congratulate you to have the wisdom at your young age to see I need to make some changes in my life. Nobody else is going to do it for me.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I congratulate you for doing that, and that's exciting.
It is.
Yeah, it is. So, Sergeant Abernathy, how does the Sheriff's Department play into this?
So what we do basically is we have offenders who will come from the jail, and we put them onto our work release program. We then conduct a screening process. So we'll basically put them on various job sites to see what their attendance is like, how they show up, how they communicate with us, and then we will refer them to probation and Robert Bowman to start the process to sign them up for Step Up. They'll go out to the college, they'll meet with Robert, they'll express whatever interest they want into, like they want to become a heavy equipment operator, do they want to go into business management, something along those fields. We then basically turn them over to Robert, and then while we were still monitor them to make sure they're completing the process.
Okay, well, so we're going to take a break, and then we'll come back and talk about more of some of the criteria that we look for that people are eligible for this program.
Advance tickets are on sale now for the Shasta District Fair, June 21st through the 24th.
It's a blue jean kind of night with three nights of country entertainment.
Singer-songwriter Jackson Mickelson, a tribute to country music legend George Strait, and Love and Theft with their new release, Candyland.
Purchase your advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance tickets and ride all-day carnival wristbands.
Go online to ShastaDistrictFairAndEventCenter.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 20th.
Fair opens noon, June 21st.
Summer's On Us sales event continues at Redding Kia, and the deals are so good.
Today, get 0% financing for 66 months and make no payments for 5 months on all new 2017 Kia Sorentos, Optimas, Souls, and Fortes.
And Kia Motors will make your first two payments.
That's right. Summer's On Us continues at Redding Kia, where every vehicle sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and America's best warranty.
If you're in the market for a new car anytime within the next 5 months, come visit Redding Kia today.
0% financing for 66 months, no payments for 5 months, and Kia Motors makes your first two payments.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, have a great summer.
On approval of credit plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for Summers On Us offer. 0% for 66 months is $15.16 per $1,000 financed.
Sale ends July 10th. Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Redding. Facebook, YouTube,
RedingKia.com.
ready to rock the Cascade Theater, June 15th to the 24th, with the Tony Award-nominated Broadway musical Rock of Ages. Relive the 80s with the music of Styx, Journey, Pat Benatar, Twisted Sister, and more. Get your tickets to Rock of Ages and the VIP after party at the Cascade Box Office, 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Wings of Summer Butterflies opens at Turtle Bay for a limited engagement again this summer. From May 1st through June 18th, you can observe hundreds of butterflies in our newly updated, tranquil, enclosed butterfly house. Up to 32 species of butterflies will arrive as chrysalis and will eclose in the butterfly house. And you can witness the magical experience or even release your own butterfly for just $1. The butterfly house is open daily starting Saturday, May 6th. Wings of Summer Butterflies is presented by the McConnell Foundation. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
It is 819 KCNR, 1460 and 55 degrees outside right now. It's going to be a mild day, but that's going to change this week, and that is the reason you want to make sure your cooling system is up to snuff, because when the temperature is reading in the triple digits, you're really going to appreciate the folks at Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. They have warranties, guarantees, 7 days a week, 24-hour service. Alliance Heating and Air, they took care of my AC system. They can take care of yours, too. 221-2642 or check the website at homecomfort.org.
And welcome back to KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. It's not Thursday, it's only Monday, and that's, so don't be confused. This is Trish Clark. I'm usually here on every Thursday with Carl. Carl and Linda are out enjoying some much deserved vacation time. We're going to be hosting most of the week. So we've got some great guests this morning. We're talking with some people from Shasta College and or the director of the Step Up program, and Sergeant Nick Abernathy from the Shasta County Sheriff's Department about the Step Up program and the things that are happening. We talked earlier about the kids that are graduating and the things, the schools they go into. Who is eligible for this program?
Basically, all sentenced inmates or offenders, we would go from there. If they qualify for the work release program, usually we take low-level offenders, drug people, thefts, stuff like that. We then put them on some type of work program to evaluate them to see if they're going to show up for their program, and then we would monitor them. After that, we would send them out to Robert, where they would set them up with some type of education plan. But we will still continue to monitor them based upon their attendance to make sure if they don't show up one day, we want to know why. Because we're investing a lot of money into these people to make sure they succeed.
Well, and certainly we can't ever provide enough jail space to house everyone. So if we don't start working, and I think your chances are probably better with your younger population to turn them around and get them headed in a good direction.
It's possible. I think that our demographic for Step Up ranges, it truly runs the gamut. I mean, our youngest student is in their 20s, and our oldest student is 55, 56, and he's doing really, really well. So, I think that the thing that makes Step Up a little bit different than a lot of other programs that are out there is that we truly are a partnership. I speak daily with the probation assistant, Samantha Klein, assists me and does a wonderful job. We meet with students are required to check in with me weekly, as well as we have a monthly student meeting. We bring all of our partners together with the students at the same time and have different programs and assistance plans from the college, financial aid, counseling, admissions, scholarships, things like that that come out, and talk to them. We also have had recently the public defender has come out and done an expungement discussion with them. So we truly have a community-wide effort that goes into this, and there is definite accountability and structure for these students.
And I want to point out again that the Good News Rescue Mission is a part of this as well.
Yes, ma'am.
Certainly a very integral part to help fill in those gaps.
Absolutely.
Great community partner. Always put in plug for the Good News Rescue Mission. They do a wonderful job for our community.
Yes, they do. And then and their academic director, Anthony Zippe, has been a vital part of the program coming forward. So one of the things that it really makes the Step Up program successful is that partnership. It is that fact that it's all four of those agencies pulling together in a single direction.
Tell us again which agencies those are.
It is the Shasta County Sheriff's Department, the Office of Probation, the Good News Rescue Mission, and the California Heritage Youth Build Academy, or CHYBA, which is a adult education school that focuses on trades. So that's for 18 to 24-year-olds that are finishing their diploma.
You know, I'm thinking that a lot of people are unaware of this program, because certainly I was not as familiar as I should be. And I think the important part of this is that these are the things that we have to do in this day and age. I do this show on a regular basis. I hear all the complaints. The community is tired of the homeless problem. They're tired of the break-ins. They're tired of all the things that are happening in our community. We are not in control of a lot of those the money to solve those problems unless we start thinking out of the box. We've got to go in a different direction. We cannot continue to do the same things we've done for the last 50 years and somehow expect different results. There just isn't going to change. So this is really a thinking out of the box, get people together that can actually make a difference in somebody's life, turn it around, and get them headed in the right direction.
Absolutely. And the program is actually expanding. I think that one of the recent successes that we've had is we have secured funding through the Community Corrections Partnership to double the size of our cohort from 50 to 100.
Perfect.
So we're actually working on that. And that was through Tracy Neal, Chief Paletti, and Sheriff Basenko, who had brought that forward. So that's going to be a really good program. We are actually also starting in Tehama County in the fall, so we're going to start off really slow. I think we're going to start off probably in the fall with about 10 students, but we're going to expand down into their county as well, so we're going to take this show on the road. So, and then eventually the goal is, of course, to get it to anywhere where the Shasta Community College District has students. So we'll eventually try to get into Trinity and MODOC and things like that.
This is so exciting to me, because I have always been willing, and I think most of our community is, willing to help those who want to help themselves. We refer to them sometimes as the do-gooders, and they can't see beyond the end of their nose as far as I'm concerned. They continue to want to give things to the people that need it. And I'm all for that as long as they're trying to help themselves. But enabling their bad behavior doesn't get us anyplace. It just continues that same behavior. But show me somebody that wants to make a difference. I think the community will pull behind them. That's where we want to put our donations and our efforts towards making a difference and changing it, absolutely, not just making it easier for you to continue to do nothing and live off the taxpayers' dollars.
Absolutely. And I think one of the things that is wonderful about our program is that the folks such as Jeff is now graduated, and he's able to mentor the next generation of students coming behind them. So it's a really it's a cycle in a positive direction, so that we, more of a pay it forward thing. So we do provide a number of tools for our students. I mean, we cover the cost of their welding gear, their tools, and those are theirs. So when they start the job, they're ready to work. They show up on
perfect,
a job site,
yeah,
ready to go. They have a sense of professionalism. They're required to treat this just like a job. They have to show up. If they stop attending class and they're dismissed from the program, so we hold them accountable,
mm-hmm,
which is a big thing. We set goals, we set accountability for them, and then let them, thrive within those confines. So,
I'm familiar with the work release program. I run the Frontier Senior Center down in Anderson, and we use some of your people down there. And there's such a difference of the whole gamut of the people that we get. You can tell immediately the ones that could maybe be eligible for this program, because they show up on time, they come when they're supposed to, they take good direction, and then we get those in there that are just putting in their time, they have no intention of changing anything about themselves, they show up when they feel like it, they don't show up. up. They don't show up to work. They've always got an excuse. And there's such a gamut. Again, I'm one of these people that I'll jump right behind that person that wants to make a difference and accomplish something. But if you're just putting in your time, get out of my way. I don't have time for you. I think a lot of this community feels like that. We hear that frustration. They don't like the things that are happening in their community. These are the things that they can get behind this kind of a program to help make a difference. And change those lifestyles so that we just can't put them all in jail. We've got to put those to work that we can and make – you've got to feel way better about yourself than you did before.
Yes, ma'am, I do. I definitely have a sense of accomplishment now and a sense of direction, which before I did not have whatsoever. I couldn't think where I was going to be the next day. You know, I was so deep in my addiction. But, you know, with Step Up in another program, I was in the AOP, it helped me gain structure and it gave me accountability.
Fantastic.
And it gave me an avenue to where I can – change my life and instead of just go on doing the same thing.
Yeah, and somehow expect different results. Exactly.
Yes. Right.
Well, gentlemen, this is great. I thank you all for coming in. I do have from Shasta College, I want to remind everybody that starting on July 7th, there's a great performance as Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street at Shasta College, several performances starting again on July 7th. I do have some free tickets that we're going to give away, and what do you want to do, Bob, the first caller?
Oh, yeah, we'll take first caller.
We'll take the first caller, and we'll give you two tickets to this performance, The Demon Barber of Fleet Street, sponsored by KIXC-TV, and it's Shasta College, and it starts on July 7th. So first caller will get two tickets to that performance. And we'll be back in the next half hour with some other guests that are going to be coming in on the Gateway program.
And at 8:29 on KCNR 1460, this portion of the program brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold, 2463 Athens Avenue in Reading. Check them out, 244-9478, Cypress Square Barbershop, a longtime and proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio. We'll be back after this. I'm over my head. Oh, but it sure feels nice.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dinner. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hello, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I wanted to say thank you to our amazing community for welcoming the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard to Reading Rodeo Week 2017. I especially want to thank these individuals for their support. Crown Motors, Holiday Harbor, Smoke and Joe's, Dill's Deli, Vince Stevenson, Stevenson Firearm and Ammo, Ted Leidy, Northern Firearm Instruction, Sergeant Casey Day, Anderson Police Department, Carl and Linda Bach, KCNR, and I especially want to thank Gordon and Debbie Bach. And until next year, as always, remember everyone deployed. Semper Fi.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
And KCNR time, 8:33. It's about 56 degrees in Reading. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane, our firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting that new long gun or pistol, having gunsmith work done, or buying ammo. John Bastiani prides himself on customer service, always having what the customer needs in stock at fair prices. Bastiani Arms, 222-8222.
And welcome back. This is Trish Clark, and it is not Thursday. It's only Monday. You're not confused. But we're going to be here with you all week. We've had last half hour we were talking about the Step Up program. We're going to switch gears here, and we're going to have welcome Nancy Berkey to us, and she's the director of the Gateway to College.
Good morning.
So tell us about that program and tell us about Nancy.
Good morning, Trish, and thank you for the chance to talk to you and your audience. Gateway to College is a high school completion program offered on the Shasta College campus. So Gateway serves students who have gotten off track in their education and aren't going to be able to graduate on time. And they're dual enrolled in classes at the college and with a high school district.
Okay, and then this is a thing that what during the summer months then gives them an opportunity to finish up their...
Actually, no. We run during the school year. It's okay. it's essentially a little continuation school on the college campus. This is modeled after a program that started in Portland Community College in 2000. They were very concerned with the number of young people in their region who weren't finishing high school or were getting off track. And they tried an innovative program where they brought these young people who would normally not be exposed to the college campus out to finish high school on their campus. And it was met with a lot of success and actually caught the attention of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, who offered some grants to help other programs get started.
Okay, so to finish that thing and do it in an atmosphere where it encourages them to think about going not only to finish their high school degree, but perhaps a little further.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we've found that it's working that way.
When did we start the program at Shasta College?
We started 4 years ago. We just had our fourth graduation ceremony.
Wow.
And have graduated 151 students to date.
Wow, that's incredible.
Thank you.
That's great. So 151 of our local kids, mostly, who would not then have graduated, and that's going to stay with them forever.
Yes.
That's 151 success stories. That's great.
Yes.
And we're joined here with Janisha. So tell us about the program from your point of view.
Yeah, hi, good morning. Thank you for letting me be here. I just want to start off by saying that going to Gateway was by far my best school experience I've ever had. You know, they make you feel like really like you're part of a family with all the other kids. Like, you know, usually some kids think, you know, because I'm here, like, you know, in a continuation, sometimes they feel like, you know, oh, I'm a bad kid or, you know, something like that. But when you're brought to them, you know, they make you feel like, no, you're not a bad kid. You know, you just kind of fell behind, but you still have so much potential, and we're all working towards the same goal as anybody in any of the schools. You know, we're all just trying to graduate. And they make it so easy for you. You know, they still provide a little bit of a challenge, but, you know, you don't mind doing it at all. And all the teachers, you know, and the staff, they really genuinely care about you. They'll check in on you. They'll make sure, you know, you're you're getting done what you need to get done, you know, and they'll provide a really good environment for that, you know, so you don't feel like you're pressured into, you know, having to do your work or, you know, to show up.
You do it
up.
Because you want to, yes. And you want to keep up with everybody else in the yeah. class. That's great.
Yeah, exactly. And because it is on a college campus, you get used to that feeling. You get used to being around there with all the other older people. And it also lets you, you know, show some insight into it, you know, to make it seem like, you know, maybe you can find, you know, some kind of what you want to do. You know?
What do I want to go? What would I like to study next?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, you can see all the activity fairs and be a part of that. And it just kind of shows you, like I said, some of that insight, you know, into what college life is like. And it's really not, you know, as harsh as some people may seem. You know, you're going into college, you're going to, you know, you're going to have so much work to do. But it's really not like that. It's really easy.
Okay. So where are you in the program?
I graduated. I graduated on the 31st. So
oh,
I'm
perfect.
Done.
And are you going to go to college next?
Yes, I'm going in the fall.
Okay, and what course of studies are you taking?
I will be taking a history class, a statistics class, and a swimming class, and an English class.
Very good. So you haven't really decided exactly which direction you're going, or do you know what you want to be?
For now, I am pursuing a major in history.
Okay.
That's my favorite subject.
Oh, good. Yeah, lots to learn.
Yeah, definitely.
That. Okay, so Nancy... how do you find your students?
Typically, our students are referred from the counselors at the high schools in the region. And the first semester we started, our partnership was with Pioneer High School, and all of our students, all but a couple came from Pioneer High School. Now, as we've built our reputation and got the word out about the program, people are coming to us, and counselors are referring directly to us.
From all of the schools.
Yeah. And you'll be happy to know that we had our first graduate from Anderson.
Oh, perfect.
Continuation school in Anderson this year. So they're always co-enrolled in a school and the college. So they kind of get the best of both worlds.
Okay, sure. Yeah. I know that this is kind of probably on a different subject. I know that a lot of the students, like from New Tech High School and that, all of the high schools are able to actually take college courses while they're in high school at the same time. And I think that's a great thing, too, to get them started on their college education.
It certainly is. And there's so much evidence showing the benefits of that and giving them a leg up.
And I think it's so important that we expose our kids to everything. The program we were talking about in the first hour was the first half hour was more geared towards technical skills and those needs. Mm-hmm. Someone who's maybe not going to go and get a 4-year degree, but going to get a working trade mm-hmm. in something other than that. So mm-hmm. we want to expose them to all those options, but most importantly, the knowledge that you can be whatever you choose to be, but you have to get behind it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the accountability, and I think that's important.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to do it for you.
Right.
We structure our program such that the first semester any student comes to us, they're all of their classes are together up in our area. We're upstairs in the college library, but their classrooms are upstairs. They take them all as a group, and they form a kind of a tight bond as a cohort of students, which gives us a chance to get to know them a little bit better, see how ready they are for college classes, and kind of teach them to think differently about their education. Then the second semester, students get to branch out. They're still with us 3 periods a day for their high school classes. Our high school teachers are there. But then they get to take college classes that will help them earn their diploma, but also interest them and kind of more engage them in their education. So after the first semester, we have students in welding and culinary and history classes and ECE and art classes, music and theater. We have them, they run the gamut of classes after the first semester when they're through their orientation period.
How is the program paid for?
It's paid for through regular funding from the state apportionment. Comes to school districts and comes to the college for actually seat time that people that students
so
take.
Instead of the high school, you get a portion of that money that they get just for going.
Yes, yes. The original grant was to get us off the ground and pay for kind of the first year until we could get the enrollments up and make it run on its own.
Very good, very good. So how did you get involved in the program?
I was working at the campus. I've been there 15 years or so, and I was running another program, a TRIO program for serving students in the high schools to try to get first generation college students interested in college and help them through that process. And when we got the grant, it is kind of I was asked if I could help us get that started here at the college. It was just kind of being at the right place at the right time.
And so you're the coordinator that arranges for the classes and the classroom space and the teachers and makes sure all the programs are kind of running together.
Yeah, kind of like the school principal, if you will. And then we have a counselor there that works with our students in finding their classes and planning their daily schedule. And then a full-time high school teacher, a part-time high school teacher, and a part-time college faculty, and then several other faculty that come in for one class a day.
Okay. So. Now, this is just, it goes on during the school year, so our classes are wrapping up now. Mm-hmm. Shasta College in general, do we have summer classes going on?
Summer classes started today. So the campus is open Monday through Thursday now, and there's also the special programs like the ACE and BOLD programs, which I know have been represented on this show as well, that are operating in the evenings out there. We're closed because we're recruiting for new students right now. Okay. So we're interviewing new students.
For sure. Mm-hmm. So any of the kids that from these graduating classes now, will they be contacted if they didn't graduate?
That would be... yes, hopefully.
We're to the counselors and the different schools to follow through.
Yes, we don't have that information, so we can't reach out to them, but we're kind of at the mercy of the people that know, and, you know, hopefully some of the audience will also know of other students who might benefit.
Yeah, so if there is somebody out there that's listening and has a child that maybe has slipped through the cracks, didn't graduate, wasn't motivated, motivated to finish theirs. This is an opportunity to get a hold of the college. I'm sure if they just call out there, they could be put in touch with the Gateway program and maybe figure out a way to finish that. So what are you going to do this summer, Jen?
Honestly, I just plan on hanging out with a whole bunch of friends that I actually made from the Gateway program. I met three people, and we've been, like, the best bunch of friends I've ever had, and that's pretty much my plan so far.
Well, that's good, and so you're all motivated, and that's a good peer group for you to be surrounded with.
Yeah, definitely. Every single one of us actually has enrolled for the fall classes, so we're all planning on going back to college. Thanks to them, you know, they give us the tools. They actually show us how to enroll. You know, they go with us. They walk us through it. So, you know, we're all on track.
That's great, Jen. I like success stories. Think about what else we need to share with the public, and we're going to take a break, and then we'll be back after these messages.
Advance tickets are on sale now for the Shasta District Fair, June 21st through the 24th.
It's a blue jean kind of night with three nights of country entertainment.
Singer-songwriter Jackson Mickelson, a tribute to country music legend George Strait, and Love and Theft with their new release, Candyland.
Purchase your advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance tickets and ride all-day carnival wristbands.
Go online to Shasta District Fair and EventCenter.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 20th.
Fair opens noon, June 21st.
Powerhouse Solar has been putting the sun to work for you since 2003. And now, Powerhouse Solar has been named a SunPower Elite Dealer. That means Powerhouse Solar has joined a network of more than 1,800 solar companies worldwide that sell, install, and service SunPower products. So is it a big deal? Yeah, it is. To earn Elite Dealer accreditation, a SunPower dealer must achieve a 90% or greater customer satisfaction score on past installations and successfully complete two advanced certification courses in topics like the installation and design of a high-efficiency SunPower system. And Powerhouse Solar has done that and gone well above it. Powerhouse Solar selected for their commitment to providing customers with outstanding service and delivering the most effective and reliable solar technology that is available. Powerhouse handles every step of the solar process, including system design, installation, and maintenance, as well as financing, permitting, and rebate processing. There's a bunch of it. They know it. They're experts. Call today, 275-5600. That's 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar.
It's reported vehicle collision repair technology is advancing faster than medicine. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster, is doing his part to provide the North Valley with the latest technology. He has added another frame machine using ultrasound computer measuring. Ultrasound can measure the frame and produce a printed document to verify any damage before repair is started. When repair is completed, an after document is printed for verification. Finally, wheel alignment is by our 3D imaging system. It produces the most accurate wheel alignment and also verifies frame accuracy, providing additional confidence for the vehicle owner. Three lasers, ultrasound measuring, infrared, 3D imaging. This sounds like NASA, but no, it's the best equipped collision repair shop in the North Valley. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland. Join us Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
And 11 and a half minutes in front of 9 o'clock, KCNR 1460. This portion of the program brought to you by one of Linda's favorite places. That would be Dandelion, 1322 Pine Street. Lots of gifts for that hard-to-buy for a friend, as well as designer brands from Brighton and Miss Me. They have beautiful candles and home decor. Come on downtown to Dandelion.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. It's Trish Clark this morning. We're talking some wonderful programs out at Shasta College. And right now we're focusing on the Gateway program. We have with us one of the students who just graduated through this program. And Jan, I want to pick a little bit more into to history. And you're going to take some classes and you think your history is going to be your major. So how did you get interested in that, and what do you see yourself doing way down the line with that degree in history?
Well, there is this very wonderful lady, Miss Kelly. She is the transition coordinator, and you can pretty much go to her with about anything, but she really helps you, you know, pick out your classes and pick out, you know, what you think you might want to study when you go into college, you know, if that's, you know, the path that you want to take. And she really just sat down with me, you know, I was talking to her. In one of my previous high school schools that I went to, I did really well in my history class, and she just walked me through, you know, what kind of jobs I might be able to, you know, use with that degree in the future, because she really saw that I took a very strong interest into that, and she really went out of her way to make sure that I really had a lot of information about what, you know, what I could do with my career, you know, what kind
such
of classes I would need to take. Like, I could use that, and, you know, I could take a journalism, you know, I could have a journalism career if I wanted to. I could become a college professor and teach, you know, if I wanted to. I can do stuff with, like, community records. Very long list of, you know, things that I could, in, you know, I could, I don't know,
kind of a tourism bureau.
Yeah. but it's not just, you know, she really lets you know that, you know, you may think there's only one certain type of thing you might be good at, or one certain type of job you can have if you study one, you know, some type of major. But she really lets you know that there are very many, like, broad, you know, there's very many broad opportunities. You know, it's not just one thing that you're stuck in. She will let you know what you have out there. And if you change your mind at any point, you know, she will show you, you know, she'll ask you, you know, what kind of what things you're interested in, and she'll find other types of careers and classes that you can study at the college, you know, to reach your goal.
Perfect. But the motivation is great. So I'm reading here where it says that who are the gateway to college students, 16 to 20 year olds. So even if they've been out of college or high school for a while, it's still an opportunity for them to get involved in this program?
Unfortunately, the state doesn't allow you to enroll someone who's after they've turned 19 and disconnected from their education. You can't bring them back into the high school classroom and still receive funding to serve them.
So 19
But if they've been continuously connected with the school, even if they haven't been going regularly, then that's how we're able to bring some of them back in. Some of them may have gone to another school or hopped around a bit, and then they could still be eligible. But
tell
we always help them.
I want to know a little bit more about some of this program, mm-hmm. and you have been recognized for some efforts that have happened here. Tell us about those, Nancy.
thank you. We were notified last year that after the completion of our third year that we had out of the 42 Gateway to College programs across the nation, we had the highest rate of retention of our students.
How nice.
So we were proud of that. And the highest graduation rate. So,
what kind of percentage of the kids that started are completing it?
We're at about 78%.
That's great.
So considering the population was not, you know, they have a lot of our students have very complicated lives and
I think a lot of issues go into a child not graduating from high school, the lack of parental guidance sometimes, difficulties in their home, perhaps sometimes not even a place to live, and some of our foster kids, a lot of issues. They got a tough life, and so it takes an extra little something to make it important enough for them to see that really is their only path. To change those problems in their life.
Yes, and once a student is accepted into the program, we call it a Gateway to College Scholarship, and we're able to pay for all their expenses for their college classes, and some of those could be prohibitive to a young person who doesn't have the means to pay for the art supplies for their art class, you know, $200 to $300, or their welding gear.
These are all expensive
so
things.
So we're delighted to be able to do that for them. We've also received some support from the Sunset Rotary to help with some of those expenses to our program.
Shasta County is very fortunate that we have wonderful Rotary groups throughout the county that play just such a major part in different things that go on in all of our communities.
Yes. In fact, Jen has a story about Rotary as well, a different Rotary.
Just a little while ago, they brought up to us, you know, that we could, you know, apply and win a Rotary scholarship that could help pay for, you know, some of our college schooling. And six of us actually had won scholarships through the Rotary. You know, I was awarded $2,000 to continue to go on in college. And honestly, it was a really lovely experience. You know, they brought us in with all the people who had won scholarships throughout all the different schools and all the Rotary members. And it was a really heartwarming experience because all of those people were so nice. They were so caring and giving, you know, when they were giving their speeches about all the students. It really made us feel like, you know, we were still a part of the community, you know, and like they were very welcoming. And it was a really good experience and lesson to take away that, you know, there are still people out there who are willing to help you, just like Gateway.
You know, Jen, that brings up such a good point because we have so many functions, fun dinners, and there's always dinners and things going on all over Shasta County. I'm very involved with the Anderson Rotary Club, and they're always cooking food someplace, doing something for some organization. And it's a good reminder, now we're seeing the other end of that. When you go to that tri-tip dinner, a spaghetti feed, or this or that, with any sponsored by any of the Rotary Clubs throughout Shasta County, here's the recognition of where that money goes. You went and had a great time, maybe a dance, a big function, and that money translates to the future of our young kids in the community because they all give great scholarships to our youth throughout Shasta County. And that's just the payoff of those tri-tip dinners we all eat on a regular basis, but there's the evidence of what good they do in our community.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, without them, you know, there was a very large chance that I would not have been able to go back to college, you know, because I come from, like, I'm not really poor, but, like, going to college wasn't exactly, or being able to afford it, you know, might not have been a dream that I had, but now through them and, like, all the opportunities that they've given me, I, you know, have a full ride, so.
That's fantastic. That's great, great to know. Final thoughts about what the programs and things that we want people to know and take away from?
Well, first off, we have just graduated 44 students from our program. There's a few students that will be continuing. They didn't finish up yet. but we are recruiting for new students. And so if someone's interested, they could contact the college and or look on the website under student services for the Gateway to College program. And we would love to hear from them and get feedback from the radio show.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Peter Griggs. You're standing in the background there for bringing all this great stuff to us this morning. I'm excited that these programs are available. I learned some stuff that I didn't know, and I'm hopeful that the listening audience out there, if you have questions about these programs, if you know young people in the community who've not completed their high school education for one reason or another, please contact this program and see if we can't put them on the course to success. I want to also remind everyone about the Step Up program and all the good things that are happening through that. Just good stuff that helps our community move forward and change. Some of the things that we continually talk about on this program, about the things happening in our community that we don't like and we want changed, and these are some of the ways that we can do a positive effort as opposed to just showing up and complaining. Put yourself, get involved in some of these programs and help some of these people who may be teetering, going in the wrong direction for one reason or another, that we can turn them around and hit them in the right direction and help be a productive member of the community. That's so much more helpful than complaining about it. So if you've got time on your hands, get out there and get involved in the Step Up program, or get your kids in and get in the Gateway program. Support your local Rotarians always, because those are the people that pay for these educations. And none of us like the crime and stuff going on in our community, but we have to take positive steps to turn it around. Thank you all for being here this morning, and thanks, Dan. It was great to meet you. And Jen, much success with your future. Check back in with us and let us know how you're
Definitely,
doing.
Definitely, of course.
That'd be great. Tomorrow we're going to have with us in the studio, Chief Steve Lowe from the Anderson Fire Protection District at 7 o'clock, and Reading Police Chief, Chief Paletti, at 8 o'clock. So we'll be talking about some of those things we were talking about, and I'll give them some suggestions about how to solve their problems on this. And we've enjoyed you this morning. Remind everyone that we will be here all week long. Linda and Carl are enjoying a nice vacation. I'm going to be your host through Thursday, and Bob Belongi and I will be holding down the fort and hopefully bring you good entertainment and fill in the gaps.
Yeah, and today we're going to see, we're not going to break 80 today, but that's changing within the week, so gear up. Because the forecast that I just got an update on shows us well into the triple digits, a high of 107 forecast for Sunday. So be ready for
that. Here we go. Had a little reprieve. Put away your umbrellas and your long pants and dig out the shorts.
There we go.
Thank you so much, and see you tomorrow morning. You can stand me
up. Community Talk Radio for the North State is AM 1460 KCNR Shasta Redding, where the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason.
We'll be able to listen in on tomorrow's testimony by Attorney General Jeff Sessions before the Senate Intelligence Committee. That testimony will take place in public, as Sessions had requested.
The Attorney General will testify in an open session in what will be his first time appearing before Congress since President Donald Trump fired James Comey as FBI director. Comey testified last week before the Intelligence Committee. General Sessions, who was scheduled to appear before two appropriations committees this week, subsequently declined to do so and is sending his deputy attorney general instead. Jeff Sessions will be questioned by the Intelligence Committee about Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential